Holy Week is not just the retracing of history, but it's the living of our mystery of faith. Not simply taking us back to the time of the upper room or the place of Calvary, but rather recalling not only what once happened to Jesus, but what is now happening among us as the people on this road to conversion, gathered in faith and gifted with the Spirit of holiness. We celebrate God's taking possession of our hearts at the deepest core, what Jesus is doing and desires to do in each one of our lives. We might keep this in mind as we go about our week this week, as we enter into these times, these special liturgies of Holy Week. This is not just history. It's a mystery that we live out each and every day of our lives, and in particular this week. Jesus is literally doing something in your life today. Right here, right now. In our lives, we may have experienced hurt. We may have experienced betrayal. We may have experienced tragedy. Perhaps we have harbored anger, resentment, bitterness, sadness, regret. These emotions, these feelings, these experiences can bring us into a dark place in our lives. They can make us feel as if we live under a cloud, as if our soul is kind of under chains or under a heavy burden. We feel stuck. Today, Jesus was welcomed into the city of Jerusalem by those who envisioned him to be the Savior, the one who would free them from the yoke of Roman rule and taxation. How quickly they turned against him. Even the men that Jesus has invited to be his closest associates, his apostles, betrayed and denied him. Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Perhaps you have poured great energy into a relationship only to be betrayed yourself. Maybe it was a spouse or a child or a parent or a sibling or a friend. How deeply that dagger goes in and is driven home by one who has loved us, one who has led us to believe that they loved us and we have loved them. Peter professed multiple times his willingness to go and die for Jesus. Someone who you have given and sacrificed for, perhaps in a moment they have abandoned you and disappointed you or left you in a place where you feel stuck, to stand alone. They have let you down. How numbing it is to be given such cold treatment by one who has said that they were close to us, someone who we believed was close to us. To be abandoned and alone in our darkest moments, that is what it means to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Going through something like this can lead a person to die on the inside. I invite you to call to mind these moments in your life when you have felt most betrayed, when you have felt most wounded and forsaken and abandoned. What has that done for you in your life? Are your wounds still raw and open? Or perhaps they have healed some, but the scars are still there. And now we're protective. We don't let anyone in. We don't trust. You don't smile or laugh as you once did. Something has been taken from you. Jesus came to take all of that upon himself. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not. He emptied himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on the cross. Jesus, the Lord, has come to draw upon himself all the violence, all the dysfunction that we see around us in our fallen humanity. I gave my back to those who beat me. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint. We either accept the invitation to give these things, our struggles, to Jesus, or we stay stuck in our pain and in our wounds. The first choice leads down a road probably long and difficult, many ups and downs, but which in the end brings renewed freedom. The other will bleed us dry and slowly sap us of the will to live and leave us bitterly disappointed. The choice is always ours. We will give it all to Jesus. Will we choose that? Or do we hold on to it and take it with us? What is your choice?